The unemployment rate continued to decline, job growth was solid, and temporary help services passed two milestones. Hello, this is Bruce Steinberg of SteinbergEmploymentResearch.com reviewing April 2017 U.S. employment trends and developments. The current population survey, or CPS, but commonly known as the household survey, reports the unemployment rate moved down 0.1% to 4.4% in April. It hasn't been at this level since May 2007. Although the labor force expanded by only 12,000 in April, there were a much greater number, 156,000, employed persons. At the same time, there were 146,000 fewer unemployed persons. In addition, there were 162,000 more people considered as no longer in the labor force. In other words, the size of the labor force grew by a small number, while the growth in the number of employed persons was much greater than the growth in the labor force. At the same time, the number of unemployed persons declined, so the unemployment rate declined. The results from the Survey of Businesses, officially the Current Employment Statistics Program, or CES, but more commonly referred to as the Job Survey or Report, overall job growth was very respectable at 211,000 in April, while March's previously reported dismal performance was revised even worse to growth of only 79,000. 1 year prior, in April 2016, growth was 153,000. The private goods producing sector was up 21,000 in April, and that was only slightly less than the increase of 23,000 in March. However, a year ago, in April 2016, it was down by 9,000. Manufacturing growth, which had increased 13,000 in March, slowed to growth of only 6,000 in April. However, a year ago, in April 2016, manufacturing was up only 1,000 jobs. The construction sector, which had been growing like mushrooms after a spring rain during the winter, was up 5,000 in April after a relatively weak growth of only 1,000 in March, but we need to point out this follows growth of 54,000 in February. A year ago, in April 2016, it was down 1,000. And mining and logging, which had declined 9,000 1 year ago in April 2016, was up 10,000 in April after adding 9,000 in March. The private service providing sector gained an impressive 173,000 jobs in April, which was a nice improvement after March's gain of only 54,000. A year ago, in April 2016, it was up 167,000. The job returns in the retail trade sector in March of more than 27,000 was only partially offset by growth of 6,300 in April. A year ago, in April 2016, it was down almost 6,000. The professional and business services sector was up only 39,000 in April compared to growth of 57,000 in March. A year ago, in April 2016, it was up 66,000. Job growth in computer systems design and related services was 2,600 in April after increasing by that same amount in March. The education and health services sector added 41,000 jobs in April, with its highly seasonal educational services subsector up almost 4,000 jobs. Home health care services was up 4,700 jobs in April, which was much stronger than the 1,400 job growth it experienced in March. Hiring in the leisure and hospitality sector geared up for the summer vacation season with a gain of 55,000 in April after adding only 9,000 in March. A year ago, in April 2016, it was up only 15,000. The total number of government jobs was up 17,000. In April, the federal government was down 6,000, state government was flat, and local government was up 23,000. Well, it finally happened. Temporary help services topped the 3 million job mark by reaching 3,005,300 jobs in April, which was a gain of 5,800 jobs from March, which was revised upward to 2,999,500. In April, it was a sequential growth of 0.2% and year-over-year growth of 3.9%. Temporary help's market share in April, that is, its portion of all jobs, also hit a new high at 2.06% or 2.0575% compared to March's figure of also 2.06%, but it was really incrementally lower at 2.0565%. A year ago, in April 2016, it was 2.01%. Keep in mind that although employment increased by 156,000 and those who are unemployed declined by 146,000, there are 162,000 more people no longer considered as part of the workforce. Although the unemployment rate has returned to a level not seen in 10 years, this development could be as much or more of a matter of shifting demographics than a greatly improving economy. This has been Bruce Steinberg, and this is just a brief sample of the employment data and analysis we provide. A video version of this report with detailed charts and tables can be found at www.steinbergemploymentresearch.com.